This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, Steve Palazzolo back with us. We love talking to Steve. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. How should we be feeling about the Steelers here in Pittsburgh going into this season, Steve?
I think cautiously optimistic, like every week one. I think the defense has a chance to be really good. Obviously, you'd like to have everybody healthy and, you know, definitely going to be on the field, but I think the front seven has a chance to be special. I think the addition of Jalen Ramsey adds just a ton of versatility on the back end that could go extremely well. So I'm excited about the defense. I think offensively, the caution is always going to be around an older quarterback. It, not only how does he look, but, you know, when he takes a hit, you know, how well does he recover? So I think with Aaron Rodgers, we saw that a lot last year. He'd take a bad hit. You know, he ended up coming back, but, you know, maybe movement wasn't as good. You know, just keeping him, you know, upright for the rest of the season, for the entirety of the season, is going to be a big deal. But I think there should be some optimism. I think that defense has a chance to be really good.
If Rodgers is healthy, he will give them their best quarterback play since when?
Which year was one of the Roethlisberger, not the 5,000-yard season from Roethlisberger, at least the year after that, if I remember correctly. One of those late-year seasons
2018?
When he was still pretty good but not dink and dunk. Yeah.
How about 2018, right before he snapped his elbow in the first home game of 2019?
Huh. Yeah, that's reasonable. I think Rodgers has a chance to do that for sure.
What parts of his game are still vintage, and what parts of his game does he need a lot more help than he used to?
So I think the vintage part is arm talent wise. I thought last year it was still there. Velocity, tight window throws. When you see man coverage and he's going to back shoulder it, or he's going to zip it into a really small window, even if a receiver's not open, I still think Rodgers has that. I think where he needs help, and even when Rodgers was in his prime, so to speak, he had some up and down years. He went through these phases where it felt like he was vacating clean pockets and he wasn't trusting the offense. And then, you know, the Packers moved on from Mike McCarthy and they went to Matt LaFleur and they didn't really get on the same page for a year. And then when they did, it was great. So I would say where Rodgers needs help generally is trust the offense. Because when he's trusting and the offense is good, he can be obviously, you know, the special Aaron Rodgers that we've seen. So that combination of pushing the easy buttons, taking them when they're there, trusting what he sees rather than just playing, you know, superhero ball, which I think he's still capable of to a point. So I think it's always going to be that combination. When he's at his best, though, he's taking what's there, and then when nothing's there, he's still creating it in tight windows, and that's the best Aaron Rodgers you would hope to see.
What is the weakest spot of the Steelers roster, Steve?
I have questions at tackle with Broderick Jones. I have questions, you know, Fautano, we haven't seen it just yet. Wide receiver, too. Questions aren't always weaknesses, but they are questions going in. You know, the guy opposite DK Metcalf, and I would just say wide receiver depth, generally, you know, you want to go into the season like some other teams have 3 and 4 options that you feel great about. I don't know if the Steelers are there yet, just from a receiving standpoint. So I would say those two pieces, you know, if they got age regression at corner from Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey, and, you know, they got beat up there, maybe. But I would say tackle and receiver are two of the biggest question marks for this team in the season.
Steve, how many teams other than, I always cite the Hernandez-Gronkowski Patriots, how many teams in the last 10 years have built a good passing attack while only having one proven wide receiver and using other guys, tight ends or backs, as major targets and major focal points of a passing game?
Let's see. Not many. I think you could you'd point to the Chiefs. I mean, you would point to the Chiefs and the Patriots, you know, with Brady and Mahomes, where they didn't have great receiving talent, but they had the elite tight end. But that was different, right? I mean, with Gronkowski and Kelce, they are receiver caliber type of tight end. There's, you know, two or three of those guys in the NFL at any given point, and I don't think Pat Freiermuth is that or Jonnu Smith is that. So it's off the top of my head, it's really those offenses where you'd go back and say, look at this receiving talent that they had. You know, Brady had just Julian Edelman, or Patrick Mahomes had just Tyreek Hill, but you had the tight end as well. And so, you know, it really balanced things out.
Steve, what do you think's the key to beating the Jets on Sunday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, I think the Jets can be feisty. You know, I think if they try to really slow the game down and run the ball, I mean, I think the Steelers just don't make big mistakes. I'm going to coach speak here. Don't turn the ball over. You know, win the turnover battle and win in the red zone. But really, in a game like this, I think the Steelers are favored. I think if the Steelers are as good as I think they can be defensively, I think this is like a 6 or 7 point spread 3 weeks from now. You know, it's everything's tighter in week one. So I just think Pittsburgh's a better team. Don't make crucial mistakes. Don't turn it over. And I think over time, the better team, you know, should win. You know, trust that defense and make some stops on fourth down. I have a feeling the Jets might be aggressive with Aaron Glenn, fourth down decision wise, if he carries over what Dan Campbell does. And I think they could be feisty defensively with, you know, some long press man corners to make things difficult. But Steelers are a better team, and I think over time they should win the game as long as they'll mess it up with bad mistakes.
Is Gardner elite enough that he should win, quote-unquote, the matchup one-on-one with DK Metcalf?
I think it'll be really competitive. I mean, Sauce Gardner is coming off of his worst season. I think he was as good as it gets his first 2 years. He regressed a little bit last year, which coincided with regression around the rest of the Jets defense. But I don't think it's one of those where DK is held to one catch for 7 yards or anything like that. But if it was a handful of catches on a ton of targets, like 3 for 8 or something, but you get a big one in there, I could see that being the case. I also want to see Sauce Gardner had only really been playing left corner. Aaron Glenn played a ton of man coverage last year, and Detroit was aggressive playing man and matching up where they needed to. I want to see if they do that, because especially in this matchup, I think it would make sense for the Jets to say, hey, go take out DK Metcalf, let everyone else win. I think we have a chance to see a great one-on-one matchup where it's, 3 for 8 for like 60 yards, and DK gets a couple big ones in there.
Steve, it is now the moment of truth. Your 2025 Steelers win-loss prediction.
I think I've picked 9-8 the last 10 years. Do I keep going with 9-8? We'll say 10-7. For the Steelers this year.
Will they make the playoffs, Steve?
10-7. Yeah, they'll make the playoffs and then probably lose in the first round.
So we have asked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 quote-unquote experts. And from the 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 have said 10-7.
How many have said make playoffs, lose wild card round?
Like 13.
Everybody.
No one has said 9-8.
No one can see 9-8. You know, no one can see anything outside of what we're used to. That's just what we're used to, so it's an easy prediction to make.
I'll give you kind of a curveball to end this here. Give me a team in the AFC who you think most people in your shoes think will be better than the Steelers and won't. And give me a team that most people in your shoes, Steve, think the Steelers will be better than this team in the AFC but won't.
Let's see. Better than them. I mean, I think the Broncos have a chance in that bucket just because, you know, do we fully trust Bo Nix yet? I love their roster, I think, but if they weren't as good, would I be surprised? Not necessarily. And then I'll say the Jaguars. I could have a chance to have a much better season than people anticipate. Don't sleep on the Jags. Trevor Lawrence is still good. They've got some good playmakers. Liam Cohen tying it together. I think the Jags have a chance to be better than expected.
I think this entire show picked the Jags to win the AFC South.
Yeah, it feels what? To me like...
Yes,
yeah.
Donnie, did you?
There's a lot of bullishness on the
I
Jags.
Did.
This is a Jag show.
It's a very bullish, pro-Jags
show. I love the Texans.
Show.
I mean, I think the Texans are easily the favorite in the South. I think they're going to have a great year. But so I thought I was going off kilter there.
Steve, random one here. I'm a big fan of Geno Smith. Are the Raiders going to be frisky this year?
Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
You just want to ask Raiders questions?
I don't know. I don't even have Geno Smith on a fantasy team, but I've gotten seduced into this idea that he actually performed quite well in Seattle in the face of like horrible line play.
When I brought up like months ago that the Steelers should have made that trade with Seattle and picked up Geno Smith, you no-sold it like you were the Undertaker.
I think I said I would have ultimately done it.
You should have backed me up on it,
no
guns a-blazing. With this Geno Smith love
Frisky
that
Raiders,
you've now found.
Yes. Frisky Raiders, absolutely. I mean, they're still probably a year away from having that defense revamped. I have zero faith in their back seven. They've got a pretty good pass rush. I'm intrigued by a group of playmakers. Ashton Jeanty, Dante Thornton is 6'5", runs 4'3", and they've already got him in the starting lineup. And, yeah, Geno's good. I mean, it's the best quarterback play the Raiders will have since whatever Derek Carr's last season was. So, yeah, I think they'll be tough.
Last one for you, because you, unlike some of our experts that we ask to make predictions who just clam up and do not want to make anything, you know, put anything on the record, you are happy to put yourself out there. Does the Eagles' reign of terror over the rest of the NFL continue? Do they go back to back? Who wins it all?
I have, what was my Super Bowl prediction? It was Bill Lyons in the Super Bowl. And one of those fan bases is ecstatic, and one is still sad. I think it's Bills over Lions this year. So, yeah,
Donnie,
the Eagles will not go back-to-back.
I had Bills over Eagles.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Our producer on site, Seth, here, who's wearing a very nice Kelly Green, Reggie White jersey, just flipped up his microphone so he wouldn't make a sound, Steve, and gave one of the most disgusted-looking shrugs I have ever seen. Anyway, typical Philly fan.
Thanks, Steve. We'll talk again next week.
The Eagles win Super Bowl 2 out of 6 in a row. Is that better?
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
See you, Steve.
Thanks,
Steve
guys.
Palazzolo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.